Finance report and coordinator report. Let's do that, so we can keep rolling.
Sure.
I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. We'll skip right ahead to financial report. Any questions or comments?
Me.
So just to highlight, I guess, if you didn't know, Chaotic Good is closed again. Sounds like official bankruptcy foreclosure, so, that's where that is, unfortunately. What that means for the outstanding balance on their loan, I'm not sure exactly,
We're like number three.
Yeah, at least like third position on the loan for that. Tim did want me to reach out to see if they would consider doing a petition and waiver agreement. Like what was done for crop science, and just to sign the remaining balance as,
Under the
to the taxes, yeah, so.
Got no response, I'm assuming?
Not yet, no.
They've been hard to reach?
Yeah, I mean, for the, when they reopened, they had a different person, like, in charge of their finances and everything. Other than Scott, I mean.
Yeah.
And that was, he was pretty good, but I understand that he's no longer involved, and now it's just Scott again, so. Back to that.
Okay. Coordinator's report?
Just a few things to highlight in the report there. Rev program, some unfortunate things with that. I guess, first of all, Smith announced that they're not going to be bringing on new cities to participate in the Rev program. They just found that they want to focus their efforts on other things, I suppose. Not necessarily a reflection on the communities that have participated so far, just internally something that they want to change. This year, 2026, is the third year of participation for CASN, so they're still going to, you know, commit to seeing us through the end of this year. But after that, I'm not sure what the plan is. But then separately from that, the coach that was assigned to CASN also indicated that she would be stepping away from her coaching role. But then someone from Smith, Mary Athey, is going to step in and be the coach instead for this final year. So she would like to meet with the Rev core team sometime soon. So John and Katie, I'll be reaching out to you hopefully to see if we can set up a time for all of us to meet and see if we can come up with something for the end of the year. There's still some outstanding grant funds that should be used up as well. So that's coming. And then Ready, Tim and Tom and I did meet with John Wade earlier last month to talk about CASN's participation with Ready under the direction from the EDA. We did talk about how we wanted to see more involvement specifically with CASN, just because I know in the past we haven't necessarily seen as much of that as what we would like to see, considering the large investment that we are providing to Ready. John did seem pretty receptive to that, so I think I'm hopeful that we're on the right track with all of that. And then we did pay the first half of the investment of $2,500 for the first half, so we'll have the opportunity to pay the second half of the 2026 investment later in the year. And then the annual meeting happened on February 26th. The highlight from that was the presentation by Craig Culver, the co-founder of Culver's. He didn't have treats for everyone, unfortunately, but it was still interesting to hear him speak. Just have a really interesting story of how it started as like a family. Their family took over a A&W restaurant in Sauk City, Wisconsin, small town, and then through trial and error, because they weren't restaurant people at all, really, but through trial and error, they grew up to be the successful institution that it is today, so I thought that was pretty interesting. And then I did include in the packet Reddy's 2025 annual report, so you can just look through, see the different things that Reddy has been doing over the past year, all their different investors and things. Let's see if there's any highlights. Oh yeah, so the Small Business Development Center is like falls under the Reddy umbrella, so there's some good information through the Small Business Development Center provided in the report as well. We had our good summer series program through REV here in Casson over 2025, so hopefully that's included within the SBDC numbers, some of it at least. Yeah, that's that. And then, let's see, other things that I've got from my report. I did finish the draft of the Casson EDA final report, so I'll be going through that later on. And then Tim and I also toured the inside of the historic school with Kathy O'Malley. It was pretty interesting just to see the condition of the school and everything. Just firsthand, because that was my first time seeing the inside of it, so it's pretty interesting. I know there was some talk about House of Hoops going in there, fixing up the gym instead of their proposed new building on Main Street. I'm not sure if any movement beyond interest has taken place, but
so rumor is they sold that lot on Main Street.
I'm not sure if that's transacted yet. I can see if there's anything on the county GIS, but I did hear that as well. Let's see. Looks like on the county website it's still the House of Hoops guy, so
okay.
I don't know, maybe they have some sort of agreement in place. I'm not sure. But if there's any updates on that, I'll be sure to share what I can. Yeah, I haven't heard from him in quite some time about moving ahead with the Main Street lot. I know the EDA had pledged tax abatement and revolving loan, but nothing really since then. So, any questions for my community development report? Okay.
We'll go right to the EDA annual report draft.
Yes. So, included in your packets, you can just go through everything. Starting off with the meeting attendance, we had pretty good attendance throughout the year, I would say. A couple of meetings we didn't have. July and August, and then November we didn't have meetings. Had some changeover throughout the year with Ken Quatrin resigning and then Councilperson Wempner resigning as well. But still pretty good attendance. Let's see. Congratulations, Dr. Elmore, for perfect attendance of all the meetings that we had. Good job. And then I
was gotta be somebody. Careful, you might get moved up.
Yeah,
she's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, I'll miss one now.
And then just moving into the highlights from last year. So I've included under strategic planning the four different pillars that have been set as part of the work plan process, and we just discussed that previously, so I won't necessarily go through all of those specifically, but pillars for work plan going through 2027, our business growth and retention, workforce and housing, infrastructure redevelopment, and communication and engagement. So each of those four pillars had different goals and desired outcomes to focus on throughout the work plan years. So thank you all for your input on putting that work plan together. It's been really helpful, and it will be helpful going forward. And then moving on into TIF projects and land development, there were some significant milestones that happened with different TIF projects that the EDA has been involved with, specifically the apartments up by the high school. Those started construction by the 504 development group, and those are expected to be finished sometime in the summer of this year. So once those open up, that'll be 39 units of apartment rental housing. And let's see, what else? The Sand Company's 48-unit Edge Apartments opened in August, so I'm not sure if they're... I don't think they're full yet as far as all of their rentals go. Last time I checked, they still had some availability, but still significant that they opened up over there in the Vail subdivision, so nice to see that getting closer and closer to being fully developed out there. And then the Reagan addition and all of their townhomes, that project got started as well. Just phase one, though, so that's just 52 units of townhomes. Also expecting those to finish construction and start having people move in sometime this year. So that's good. And then just some other things as far as land development goes. We did sell a portion of city-owned land out by the cemetery for an expansion of the Windsor Court Manufactured Home Community. They've started development with they call it the clubhouse, but their community room sort of thing. That's started already, so we're going to expect to see that develop quite a bit this summer once the season gets started here. And then as a reminder, the city was successful in getting $500,000 to go towards infrastructure that's necessary to develop the further west portion of that cemetery property. So that'll be pretty important to see the full development of that property. But that's pretty exciting. And then, let's see, we also saw the housing needs analysis that was prepared by Maxfield for all of Dodge County, but it did include, you know, some specific information for Casson as well. So that's pretty helpful as well for developers to see, you know, what exactly our needs are as far as housing goes within the city. So, and I shared that with the EDA not too long ago, so that's good. And it's on our website as well, so it's pretty accessible for developers and anyone else who wants to take a look at it. Okay, next item was the Rural Entrepreneurship Ventures program. So as you know, we did have a pretty successful summer series. Thank you to the RevCore team for your participation in that. It was very valuable. We had an average of 12 participants at each of the sessions, 5 different sessions covering the topics of business plan development, starting a business, marketing, funding a business, and cash flow management. And then we did have, in addition to that, some one-to-one sessions here at Casson City Hall, which unfortunately were not as well attended, but still good that we at least have that offered here in Casson, and it did help to boost our relationship with the Small Business Development Center over in Rochester. And then just at the very end of 2025, We did purchase the 2-year subscription to the Executive Pulse CRM, so I'm still working on getting all of that set up. It's a bit of a tedious process. Just creating all of the contacts and everything, and then implementing it into my day-to-day will be a bit of a change, but I'm still looking forward to seeing how that all goes. And then next section talks about business support and regional partnerships. The EDA did grant a $2,000 facade grant to Smoke and Silverback for their new signage. Unfortunately, Smoke and Silverback itself didn't last as long as the signs did, but still good that we were at least able to help with some respect, I would say. Now it sounds like we've got a new restaurant coming in, so perhaps that's... They haven't, like, officially reached out to me or anything as far as permits go, but...
The pizza range?
Pizza related, I heard, but... but
close.
It'd be pretty close. I'd be looking forward to seeing how it goes. And then, as I mentioned previously, the revolving loan to House of Hoops, but no movement on that more recently. And then Chaotic Good opened up for just a few months in 2025 after being closed for 10 months, so unfortunate to see them close again. But it sounds like this time it'll be closed for good. So I'm not sure what'll be happening there next, but we'll see what happens. And then continued involvement with Ready, participating in monthly meetings with the Communities Council. At the previous annual meeting, we did have some discussions with Lennar, the nationwide residential construction group. We haven't had any follow-ups from Lennar since that meeting, but still interesting to see what happens. They're still pretty new to this region. I know they've got some developments in Rochester, but I'm not sure if they've branched out into any of the other smaller communities since going into Rochester, but who knows? Maybe soon we'll see something from them.
Yeah, I think them and somebody else where they're located in Rochester are going to develop between 400 and 500 acres.
Yeah, that's amazing. Wow. And then just to close it out here, a couple of professional development things on my end. I did attend that business retention and expansion course in April, and then the American Planning Association Minnesota Chapters conference in September. So I was grateful to go to both of those items. The BRE course was just like a one-time thing, but I would be interested in going to the APA conference again this year. So when that comes up, probably in the fall again. Of course, the EDA was involved with the Chamber of Commerce throughout the year, especially the yearly events of Christmas and Cass and St. Patty's Day and Oktoberfest. So we've got St. Patty's Day coming up here in just, next weekend. Not this weekend, but the following weekend is St. Patty's Day in Casson. So the EDA did contribute $250 to St. Patty's Day this year. So just to highlight that. And then transitions with Councilperson Wempner and Kathy O'Malley. But we've got hopefully Albert Brand joining. I know he hasn't, I haven't heard from him at all.
Yeah, you might want to reach out to him.
I might want to reach out to Albert specifically, see what's going on there. Because if it's not going to be a good fit, we've got to replace him. Yeah. So, and then
March.
Is March. And so, yeah. Any comments or questions for the annual report?
If anybody knows anybody who wants to join the EDA, there's still openings.
Yeah, we've got openings.
Yeah.
Do we only have, like, a second council person?
We try. Right now, it doesn't work in anybody's schedule to... And when I took over mayor, I kind of backed a lot of them down to one council per, because we had enough board members. That way, we didn't have overlap. Then we were hoping to have availability if we lost somebody on boards to add a second, but so far, EDA, I can't seem to get, and it's a lot to do with the timing.
Yeah, it's hard to...
Which, I mean, technically, the EDA can change that time. They can change the board meeting date and time if we...
Yeah, if we're really having struggles.
We can vote on that and...
Possibility, I know.
Is that,
Have to see when the availability is too then, you know.
Right.
What other nights are...
Kind of, yeah, opens up the, yeah, opens it up to then all kinds of questions.
Yep.
I mean, I...
It is.
For me, I personally like the lunch hour.
Yeah.
But I don't, and it might be, like, for Albert, like, it might make sense to... Maybe we could try to schedule a visit with him and be like, you know, and be like, hey, like, you know, what are some of your priorities as EDA member? And then hopefully get more on his, get on his radar here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll follow up with Liz Palmer's the new president.
Yeah.
And I'll see kind of what their thoughts are on who's going to be a, you know, a chamber person. I think it's not like maybe Scott sees. Right?
Oh, good.
But I'll follow up with them.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
So, okay. Thank you, Ian. Other business?
We have.
I think anybody's got. No? Then, any items for April?
Could we approve the minutes seeing as we have a quorum now?
Sorry.
I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Thank you. I forgot about that. We started without that. We started with just merely a chat session. All right. Well, if nothing, like say, if you could reach out to Mr. Albert or Brand, I mean, is that his name?
Yeah.
Check with Mr. Brand, see what it is, and then maybe remind everybody, too, that if they're going to be on the board, if they can't make it, please notify us.
Yep.
I do have a half-hour drive to come here.
Yeah.
So it does get a little hard, but... All right, with that, I guess I would take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed? Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming, everyone.